ESPN today put together an interesting article on Trey Hendrickson. I get asked the actual football question I get asked the most. We do that mailbag on All Ears, mm-hmm. like I said. Every week I get a question about a pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are more focused on, are they going to add a free agent? There are free agent. Clowney's still out there. I mean, there are dudes that are still out there. Generally, the guys that are still out there are going to be over 30, that have not been super productive. It doesn't mean they can't produce. Von Miller has been super productive. I don't think Von Miller wants to sign until
after training camp.
Until after training camp. I think Von Miller, if he signs, is going to sign like August 28th, wherever that is. Za'Darius Smith. Judon hasn't signed anywhere yet, right?
Not that I know of.
I'd be kind of interested in Judon. Above a lot of these other folks. But Hendrickson remains the most intriguing storyline. ESPN put this big story out with information from, I think the guy's name is Ben Baby, that covers the Bengals, and then Jeremy Fowler, who's kind of like, a step or two down from Schefter, but still very much wired in around
there.
The league.
Yeah.
So I wanted to read from Fowler kind of where this goes next. And this is interesting. So what is the buzz around the league regarding Trey Hendrickson? Especially knowing that four pass rushers this past season signed for $34 million or more. Myles Garrett, Danielle Hunter, Max Crosby, and Nick Bosa. Hendrickson, I'm reading now from ESPN.com. Hendrickson not only wants proper market value, but he wants long-term security, which means a 1 or 2 year deal probably won't suffice. Some around the league believe Cincinnati will figure out a way to keep him. I can't see how they let a great player go for a draft pick, given the pressure to win now, one NFC executive said. Trade talks have cooled with the belief that Cincinnati either didn't get an offer, including a first-round pick, or it rebuffed engaging trade offers in March. Which is consistent with what I've heard, that, you know, to get a trade done, you got to have somebody willing to trade, and it just, there wasn't a willingness.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like this is contract extension or bust, at least right now. I'm quoting now. I still think they can come to a compromise, getting them above that $30 million threshold while covering themselves, another NFC executive said. The age is something that must be a factor for them. If no deal occurs, I've spoken to several people who believe Hendrickson very might well follow through on his promise to miss games or even the season. He's extremely dug in, a source said. That's per Jeremy Fowler. Where do you land on this Hendrickson stuff? You were in the league a long time. You know that money can change opinions in a hurry, but we also know...
We just saw it happen with a man in Cleveland.
Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Hell, we saw it in Cincy with Chase and Hick.
The thing of it is, like, listen, man, Cincinnati has a history of not paying people. Players know that. But a lot of players know it, but they don't understand it until they get into that situation. Trey Hendrickson right now is in a position where guys of his caliber don't end up. And sometimes you got to show them, okay, I'm not joking about this. They can say, oh, We'll just not, we'll find you, we'll do whatever. But you know what? You still can't build a team. He's going to still build your books. So it gets to the point where are you going to keep doing that? You know, and yes, it's a lot of pressure on the people, the front office and the coach to win. And if they see, now, this is the thing. Ownership has the history of not paying.
Yeah.
So, do they use somebody else as a scapegoat?
Now, to localize this, there is plenty of thought the Commanders should go after Hendrickson. That's not just...
I felt they should.
That's not just fans. That's people that are informed and recognize kind of the hole on the edges for Washington and what Hendrickson could bring. I think... people also recognize Terry McLaurin needs a new deal. I think McLaurin's deal would, I think DK Metcalf's contract he signed in Pittsburgh would make that pretty, there's an easy framework for where Terry's deal has to land.
Yeah.
Now, keeping in mind a McLaurin deal or a Hendrickson deal, both would be extensions. So the new money is kicking in next year in 26. So it really just allows some fungibility with how these numbers would work in within the salary cap. Because you're talking about money for next year and beyond. And if you load up the bonus money, you could spread that out over the length of the contract, et cetera, et cetera. If you had to pick, get Terry done, keep him here, make him a lifer, trade for Hendrickson, or do both. And I think it's easy on the surface to be like, do both, be awesome. But you're then talking about probably committing $70 million a year to two dudes, knowing we're only two seasons away from a Jaden contract extension.
I now, understand that.
Now, and the Jaden contract extension doesn't hit till two more years after
that.
Would you be in on get both done?
Hell yeah. I mean, if you have a owner who's willing to spend it, because what you got to do is the guarantee, you got to put it up. If they got that money to put it up, I'll definitely be willing to do both.
Landini, get the Terry deal done, trade and get a Hendrickson deal done, or do both, knowing you're committing a lot of money to two dudes that will certainly be in their 30s when those deals come to fruition.
Mostly they have to get the Terry deal done. That's number one. And, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to the Hendrickson deal, but have to get the Terry deal done. That's the most important thing.
Would you want them to try to chase both?
Sure.
Knowing that commits a bunch of cash to two dudes.
I don't care about the bunch of cash, Jay. That's what the NFL is about, paying people a bunch of cash.
Salary cap goes up every year by like $15 million.
Probably got to pay Tunsil soon, too. Just add that.
We'll figure it out. You see the Eagles figure it out.
I'm guessing I know where my man Jeffrey's going to land on this.
Of course.
Sign the whole league.
Of course. Of course we keep in touch. Hey, yo, I'm with B and Landini. The salary cap increase, yo, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Let's get them on. I wouldn't be mad at it. But on the other hand, if they say, well, we're going to just handle Terry's contract extension and work with what we got going on here, I wouldn't be mad at that either.
And if we're really going to get into the weeds on this, if you're looking ahead the next year, there's no more guaranteed money on Deron Payne's deal, no more guaranteed money on Marshon Lattimore's deal. You probably do have to re-sign Luvu, assuming he's a long part of the future. But you're still in that window, man, because even keep in mind, Jaden Daniels' contract extension, today is May 29th, 2025. The earliest they can get that done is the 2027 season, like the 27-28 season. You got to play three full years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an extension. So the huge, massive money
doesn't come until a few years later.
Doesn't hit the books until 29.
Yeah.
So I think you could make an honest run at this. I very much believe... I'll let people chime in if they
want.
Let's
just be real about it, though. Some teams seem to have the wherewithal to figure it out. Some teams don't. I like to believe this team can figure this out if they want to get it done. Before, I wouldn't dare say that they could have done it with the other ownership. Now I believe they can get it done. The other ownership had no money to be put away for guarantees and all. That's why they couldn't sign no damn body. This one here, it's a lot of money in that group that owns this squad. Lots of money.
I don't
know. And they got a lot of liquid free money, too.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. There's three lanes. You get the Terry deal done. The other part of Hendrickson is you got to give something up. Like, are you willing to do whatever that is? Do you want Terry, Hendrickson, or both, knowing that really starts to chunk up a lot of your salary cap for the future. We haven't done this, but I think there are some people that have concern paying McLaurin market value. I am not one of them. I think that's kind of nuts. Market value is market value. Terry,
what did he do last year?
Terry's the top of the market.
What did he do the previous years with mediocre-ass quarterbacks? Then when he got a legitimate quarterback, what did he do?
Terry's worst season was 919
yards. He's a top
yards.
Of the market receiver.
This is rookie
Why year. The hell shouldn't he get exactly. paid top of the market?
In the last five seasons, he's gone for at least 1,000 yards. A lot of those with really subpar quarterback play. Last year, he had 1,096 yards and 13 touchdowns. Led the league on go routes. I think those that are concerned with paying Terry what the market bears, I think there's just weirdly, I wish I had a better word for this, like,
Haters.
Like, I think there are people that are just so focused on being like football hipsters and knowing more than others that they're like, oh man, if you look at his PFF numbers weeks 8 through 11 against left-handed cornerbacks, it just, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't track to me why you would have any concern about a dude like McLaurin. Yeah. I think
a guy that produces and doesn't cause problems.
Not only does it cause problems, but is a straight-up leader. He's everything you want.
People confuse me at. When people do their job the way your job is supposed to be done, there's always somebody want to hate on that. You have to be an ass for people to think that we got to go and fight for you all the time.
Taking your calls. Hendrickson, it seems like he remains an option. Do you want them to chase Hendrickson? Do you want them to get Terry done first? You want him to try to do it all. Our guy Drew's on the line. What's up, Drew?
Hey, I think this is a great discussion, and I think people need to get used to it. When we have good players and we have good players that want to come here, then we're going to have good contracts. And, you know, if I look at Philly, they're not afraid of any of this stuff. But I agree. Landfill got it right. You got to get Terry and Jeff. You got to get Terry done first. Then you get Hendrickson, and then you keep building. I mean, we got to put some more trophies in the trophy case, and now's the time. So go for it all. And let's keep going.
All right, man.
I like that, Drew. Thanks, buddy. Always good to hear from you.
Sure. Take care, guys.
I don't know that going for both of these dudes is really that realistic. I also kind of maintain, I think the Bengals are kind of full of it. I think they're going to get to the finish line. I think they're going to get to the finish line. Like, I think they're going to try to force Hendrickson's hand and see if he'll actually sit out. We're taking your calls, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Do you think the Commanders' top priority needs to be getting Terry McLaurin's deal done? Does it need to be potentially chasing Trey Hendrickson, which implies they haven't tried, and since he is not has been a real partner in this, you think they should try to get both done? Is this... We talk about being a real contender to knock off Philly. Is this the kind of stuff that real contenders to knock off Philly do? Go get everybody you can. You know what I mean?
Yep. They got a loaded staff, a loaded roster. You got to have one too.
Now, Philly did draft a lot of their guys, but they traded for guys. They traded for A.J. Brown. Yep. Zach Bond was a free agent. Yep. Like, sometimes you got to
make it happen.
Let's go to Kenny in Lorton. Kenny, what do you think should be the top priority, dude?
Hey, fellas, definitely get Terry locked in. He's put in his time and service, and he deserves to be compensated. But at the same time, I think Adam Peters and the staff might have enough to work something out with Hendrickson, as well as the scuttlebutt I've been hearing about Jalen Ramsey. I wanted to know if you guys have been hearing about that.
So the Jalen Ramsey stuff I've heard seems to be driven from, like, social media rather than, like, people wired in with the league. The one thing I think specific to Jalen Ramsey is – there's this conversation, oh, we're going to move him over to safety. Corners get paid like 4X than safeties. Mm-hmm. I don't think Jalen Ramsey's interested in going to safety.
Not right now.
He's not that late in his career. I think Ramsey's going back to L.A. And I think he'll get released, you know, over the weekend by Miami, and I think he'll be back with the Rams. I don't know, but for a long time, there was a conversation. Anytime some big name got released, it was like, oh, well, Washington should get him.
Yep.
Now, not all of them are going to be fits, but I think if you're a contender, you want to be in the conversation for all of it.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. Bob is in Alexandria. Bob, what should the priorities be? Terry chasing somebody like Hendrickson? Where do you want him to go?
They should sign a pass rusher, like, if they could, but, you know, realistically, you might have to go with somebody that's a free agent currently. Hendrickson would be nice, but, you know, I don't really understand how that saga is going to end. I feel like that could even bleed into the season, and, you know, then maybe circumstances are different. But it doesn't seem realistic. Obviously, I think McLaurin is going to be the priority. It's just, you know, it's a story because he's not there. But this is probably going to get done in August or something. So, you know, I'm not worried. I feel like they got to get a pass rusher, but Hendrickson might not be realistic right now.
All right.
Hendrickson might not be realistic right now. I think that's fair because I think since he wants to see if he'll actually dig his feet in, I think he will, though. Thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate you, man.
You should.
I think he will. We're going to keep these phone lines going. Jeff, what did you want to add in here, man?
Well, most of the people were saying that they didn't want to give Terry the market value because of his age. But Smoot said something last season that really stuck with me. He said, we don't care about Terry's age. He hasn't lost a step. And one thing that Terry has is breakaway speed. Mm-hmm. You have yet to, once he get out there and get on you, you're not catching him. The only way he's getting caught is if he's tracking the ball down. That's it. So I would give him the money.
I mean, the stats are the stats. He led the NFL on go routes.
The man's
in yards
bro.
Per catch. We're going to keep the phone lines open.
It's amazing when someone is that good and his own fans don't give him complete respect.
Keeping the phone lines open, 800-636-1067. McLaurin, Hendrickson, Ramsey. You want the Commanders to go all-in mode. You want them to take their time, build this thing. Talking to you, nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
B's feeling it.
I like this song. I like what you're trying to say, Landfill.
You always got to think subliminal messaging with Professor Landini. All right, man. Simple question. This Trey Hendrickson thing is not going away in Cincinnati. The Bengals are kind of dug in. Hendrickson now seems legitimately pissed.
Should be.
Could Washington use an elite pass rusher? Hell yes. Mm-hmm. Does Washington need to take care of their own house with Terry McLaurin? Hell yes. Can you do both?
Right, so?
Our friend Kerwin texted me. Said,
I'll ask you this question.
Okay.
Are they one player away from being where they need to be?
No.
Okay. So.
They're close, though.
They're close, but they're not one player. And I'm just waiting for the calls to come through.
All right. Let's go to our guy Dan is in Fairfax. What up, Danny boy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's happening?
Thanks for calling, bud.
B. Mitch, I wanted to say it was an honor to meet you at Rudy's that day. I know it was quite a while ago.
But, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. The other day, somebody said that you were truculent. Well, when Howard Cosell was talking to Muhammad Ali and he called him truculent, Muhammad Ali said, yeah, that if that's good, that's me. You
that's
keep
me.
Being truculent.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
But, Terry McLaurin is my favorite player, and, you know, I really think that they should concentrate on signing him. I like Hendrickson a lot. I think what did he get, 17 sacks last year? So, but I think the price would be too steep. So I think we just concentrate on Terry. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Danny. 17 and a half, I believe, in each of the last two seasons.
He can make
your
lives miserable, though.
Dude, people have this, like, concern about it's not your money.
Yeah.
As long as they can. And these are contract extensions, so the money wouldn't hit until 26.
Yep.
Let's go to Nick and welcome. Nick, what do you want him to
hey,
do
fellas.
Here?
Where's welcome?
I tell you what, this is not going to be a very a very popular phone call, but I'm telling you, I think we're closer with the defensive end to where we need to be. And as of 2 years ago, people were still on the fence if Terry McLaurin was the number one receiver. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Terry McLaurin. But the bottom line is a great quarterback came along, Messiah came along, and made Terry McLaurin that number one receiver. And who's to say he can't do that with a kid or a free agent and do the same thing with his arm and the way he plays football? And I noticed people were like, oh, this and that. I love Terry McLaurin. But 15 to 17 sacks a year, that's closer to me to getting to a Super Bowl than having. We have wide receivers, fellas. You know, like I said, 2 years ago, he wasn't even considered by most commentators to be in a one receiver in the NFL.
I don't.
You know what?
I don't know.
People also say that Jesus wasn't the right one either. So I don't buy what the commentators say. He was getting 1,000 yards with bum ass quarterbacks.
I agree, Brian. But what makes us closer? What makes us close to the Super Bowl?
So get rid of your top receiver and you take a step back offensively and go get you a defensive end. So guess what? You're still not where you're supposed to be. You took a step back to come back to where you possibly are, or still be farther back to what you are now.
Not if you have a young receiver coming up.
Nick, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
If you look at what Cincinnati's doing, they clearly chose to pay their receivers and let Hendrickson be pissed off, right?
Yeah. They've been a terrible organization for years. They went back to Paul Brown.
They've been in a Super Bowl in the last five. I very much disagree with you about Terry McLaurin. If you're having a broader position value debate about an elite D-end versus a receiver, I can hear that. I don't put Terry in the same company it seems you do.
It's hard to coach football with your heart. Bill Belichick, he did it. He's at people, brought new people in, wound them in, and that's the way he won his Super Bowl.
Yep, and when Tom Brady left, he couldn't win.
Like, I'm a hater, but I love my football team, don't get me wrong. But some guys can come in and get a lot better and make up, but no one's going to come in with 12, 15, 16 sacks, man.
But it's not automatic that he'll do it again this year either.
I appreciate the call.
My thing is, listen, to be honest with you, like you said, a guy could come in and pick up. Somebody could come in and be that guy, too. But I don't think it's easy to go get 13 touchdowns either.
I agree. It's a tough argument, man. But sometimes you got to play football, coach it with your head, not your heart. And believe me, I'm a Redskin fanatic, man. And it hurts for me to say it. But I'm trying to get a Super Bowl before I leave this earth, man. That's where I'm at.
Listen, right, man, it's a good discussion. Thanks for the call, all right?
All right, buddy.
Yep.
I don't think we agree, but it's a good discussion.
Yep.
Let's go to who's been on hold the longest. Paul's in D.C. Paul, what do you think, man?
Be Mitch, man. I school these cats. This dude just said what he said, man. Listen, Terry McLaurin has been putting up numbers without a serious quarterback, but people forget he hasn't even had a number two receiver to take the pressure off him. You're talking about T. Higgins and Jamar Chase both had each other. So that's number one. Number two, ask him what was New England's best season when they went 19-0. Who did they have on their team that made them the go past the stratosphere? It was Randy Moss.
Them cats been running like Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Randy Moss
they
made
did lose
Tom
that year.
Brady so much better. So all these cats, listen, we made the championship with Terry McLaurin. We ain't do nothing with Hendricks yet. So all that they talking is bull crap, man. We signing Terry McLaurin. If we get a rusher on the edge, then we get one in the draft that's much younger and a lot more vibrant. If we can get Henderson, of course we would want him. And I would dare to say you might want to trade De'Ron Payne for him and a pick. Man, I will give up two future first-round picks if that's what it takes without subtracting from my team because we're that close, like you guys said. At the end of the day, the only reason B-Mitch why they don't like Terry McLaurin is because he doesn't fit their physical eye trait that's prevalent throughout the league. If this guy was 6'1 or 6'2, like Jefferson in Minnesota and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, mm-hmm. they'd be like, pay him. But
now, I just think
you're nuts at this point.
If he was drafted in the first round, they wouldn't be saying this.
Jamar Chase is 6 foot tall, by the way.
Yeah, but that's the problem with people. People just think where you're drafted. He was drafted in the third round, but he's performing like first rounders.
And guess what? No matter what you say, this guy is a top 10 wide receiver.
Hell yes.
You'd be hard pressed to find that anywhere. He's been on your team. He's been loyal. He's been dedicated. No problem. Man, that's priceless right there.
Paul, it's a great call.
I'm with you, Paul.
That Pats team went 18-1. They didn't quite get the 19-0. Oh, God. White Bryan celebrating. Thank you, Paul. We haven't heard from White Bryan in days. He was wearing his pink shirt, though. Don't think I didn't notice.
Yeah,
Bill
Piggy.
Old Piggy.
You ain't my man with the pink, huh?
Something about the pinky. Bill is in Delaware. Bill, where do you weigh in, dude?
I say you got to take Terry for sure. That's your first priority. Forget Hendrickson because you got to trade away draft picks for him. I think Adam Peters does great in the draft room. And go after Ramsey because if you have Ramsey, then you have Lattimore, Ramsey, and Sanderso as your cornerbacks. That gives you a lot more time to get the line pressure on the quarterback.
Yep, got Amos as well.
I'd rather somebody getting pressure on the quarterback than somebody on the back end. But I hear you. Ramsey, it might not cost you a pick or anything because I believe, frankly, he's going to be on the market in a couple of days. But we'll see. Good call. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you, bud. All right, let's go to Jordan in Hagerstown.
What up, Jay?
What up, Jordan?
Hey, fellas. The guy has had no quarterback his entire career and has done nothing but perform at the highest level.
Joe Benitez on Twitter said,
"Oh boy,
give Terry whatever he desires. He went through Dan Snyder, he went through Ron Rivera, and now he deserves it all.
He was a class player throughout that.
Is.
No, I'm saying throughout all that, and
right.
He still is, yes. But you know what? I believe he's going to be taken care of. You know,
I do too. To me, the conversation is, do you think they should swing big and get this all done? I don't know. The problem with Cincy is...
See, I think sometimes you don't need to stretch yourself thin. I mean, I've watched this team, and I'm telling you, a damn good offense makes a defense better. And last year, we talk so much about they scored six, scored last possession scores to win games. Why were they able to score six possessions to win games? Defense wouldn't give them up a lot of points. Although they weren't like top three, they still didn't give up a lot of points.
Kerwin texted me and just said, responsible spending, please. Something to that, man. I think you got to get Terry's deal done. I think they will get Terry's deal done. I don't think we need to stress about this. Now, if they decide they can walk and chew gum at the same time and get Terry done and trade for Trey Hendrickson.
Can you do that?
I'm not mad at it. I don't think Cincy wants to trade him. I think he ends up wearing a Tiger helmet. A Bengal helmet. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Asking. Joel Corey does a great job. Former sports agent, writes for CBS Sports now. His last two tweets have just happened to be about Terry McLaurin. He says, DK Metcalf is the latest relevant wide receiver data point for McLaurin's deal. I've been saying that for some time. He also wrote, he just tweeted about Laremy Tunsil. He said, Laremy Tunsil was the first O-lineman to get $20 million a year and then $25 million a year. He figured getting more bites of the apple with shorter deals is the best way to maximize income. His two veteran deals have been three-year extensions. He's in year two of a three-year deal. He's got $10 million guaranteed this season. I think there's no way he plays the 26th season without a new deal. I'm curious to see what happens with this year's deal.
Yeah, we'll see.
Fun day, fun conversations. We got some stuff to take care of for tomorrow, and it's going to be a fun week. We've done well. OTAs make things a lot more fun, just stuff to get through and discuss. We do have some hoops tonight. We do have some puck tonight. Excited to watch both of those. The Nats remain on the West Coast. God bless you if you're staying up watching those games. It ain't happening for me.
It's hard.
9:40 first pitch.
I have a 6:30 appointment every morning on the treadmill. I can't stay up and watch them.
Yeah.
Late.
Damn. Saturday night, The first pitch Saturday night is 10:10 p.m. Usually Saturday games are like afternoon. Even if it was West Coast,
I can tell you right now, I won't be watching it.
I don't know that I will be either.
That'll be a couple hours after I call Beamish to wish him good night.
you won't get an answer, dog. Don't worry about it.
That's right around when Landfill's waking up.
I hope nobody really needs me at this time right now while that's going on, because I'm not answering the phone for you.
We should all call Jeff and wish him a good night. But I don't. Jeff on the weekends with the clubs. Jeff, what time
you call Jeff and you answer the phone? You won't be able to hear him anyway. He'd be in the middle of a club.
Jeff, what time are you getting to sleep on a regular Thursday, Friday, Saturday night?
About 3:30, 4 a.m.
What about you, White Brian? What's the average bedtime?
7:30. 2 o'clock.
Whoa!
A.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, you working?
What?
When you're not working, what time you go to sleep?
I work nights on Friday and Saturday.
Serious?
When you're not working, what time you go to sleep, B?
12:30. Whenever the late games end.
So you're staying up watching baseball this time of year?
No, basketball.
Okay, so tonight you're gonna watch every second. Knicks Pacers will be over
early. Damn, 12:30.
Yeah, starts at 8 o'clock.
Dude is off by 10:30. What are you talking about?
He's got 20-cent bets, man.
Then it starts at 8:30, and that's off by 11:30. 11 o'clock, 11:30. What are you talking about, B? 12:30. What you doing after you get off of watching the game, dog?
I told you he's wearing his pink shirt. he's a regular Romeo. Takes a while. He like low and slow is how they cook things at the White Brian household.
Every time something, look at his face.
Yo, he did get a haircut.
He just got all flushed. Look at him.
You get a haircut?
Like 2 days ago.
That's messed up. You didn't let Chris Russell cut it. He's an expert.
The man is smart not to let Chris Russell cut his hair.
If you had to pick one person at the station to cut your hair, White Brian, who would it be?
Me?
Probably be Mitch.
Not me? Who would be last?
Jeff.
Jeff would actually be decent at cutting hair.
I was about to say, it's crazy because I learned how to cut hair growing up.
You cut white dude's hair, though?
Bro, I didn't cut, especially in college, I didn't cut Hispanic people hair and everything, bro.
Okay.
All right.
I let Grant Paulson cut my hair one time.
You shave it?
No, it was a terrible haircut.
Yeah, you stupid.
Get White Brian a high top fade.
What'd you say? Cole, you stupid.
Let's make some bets, Landini.
Holla. Gather around.
Pacers in 5, baby.
Ooh, J-Dogs. WB, where do we stand?
You're taking the Pacers as
holla. Everybody is 1-1.
Jeff is laying the points. Are you taking the money line?
Money line, baby.
All right.
Jeff be talking gangsters.
The Pacers are underdogs somehow.
Hey, look, they about to win.
Plus 4.5.
And holla bucket's going. Give them the choke sign again.
The choke sign in the garden is vicious.
I got to go Pacers plus 4.5.
How different would this look if the Knicks had just closed out the first game?
It'd be way different.
I mean, I guess it'd be 2-2, which is obvious, but it just all of it would look so different. All right, 2 out of 3 Aquarium voters go Pacers.
Pacers.
Whitest Brian?
I'm taking Tommy Paul in the French Open.
Who?
Is that of the Paul family, like the YouTubers?
No, not the same Pauls. He's from Jersey.
Okay. White Brian, sticking with his name, White Brian decided to bet on the French Open when the Eastern Conference Finals are on tonight.
222.5. Low.
What do you think, B? There's puck if you want puck.
I need the under. Give me the under.
Brian Mitchell goes under 220. That is high scoring. I just got a zag. I don't really like it. Give me the Knicks to win. Zagging on no ass. Thank you to everybody. Listen to the program.
I'm not going
to
do that. I'm going over.
That's it.
Over,
long.
And I'm going Brunson.
There it is.
Over 28.
There it is. 28. I see it at 30.5.
Give him over 30.
White Brian, what is
Brunson's? I don't have to take it at 30.5. I could buy it down and still be under.
Now you're just buying down.
Yeah, I
props.
Want that 28.
I'll give you 30.
I take 28.
28 is not the number. I'll take 22. Give me the over.
You go look at FanDuel. You can bet. You can take it all the way down to 15. You just got different odds.
Right, but
hey, I got Brunson over 8.
I'm going 28 and the win. That makes it automatically below the 200 threshold we have.
Man, wait, you want the Knicks too? So you want the over the Knicks and Brunson 28?
No, I want no Knicks.
I'm taking Knicks plus 14.
Y'all do that the hell y'all
Give
want.
Give me the Knicks plus 3 touchdowns.
I know what I'm doing. Landfill bet $1, Brian bet 20 cents. I ain't listening to that.
Jaden Daniels going
to
throw a 3-point bucket.
Jeff, that wouldn't even
Jeff
funny.
Ruined the joke. We had a good take going.
Everybody was doing something.
Jeff made just made good, no dance.
And then Jeff came up and talked about something.
Thank you to everybody that listened.
I'm good.
Thank you to Craig Lachlan. Thank you to John Kahn. Thank you to everybody that called in. Good discussions today. Grant, Danny, who we got in there?
Stallion. Grant wasn't here. That's why Brian didn't get him to cut his hair.
But, like, is it Danny solo? Danny and Toby? Danny and Linnell? Danny and Toby.
Yeah.
Danny and Toby coming your way next. We'll be back tomorrow. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.